It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, coming to you throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area. It's a 50,000 megawatt channel, 77 WABC. In fact, some people get us up north by Boston, some people as far south as Baltimore, as far west as Pittsburgh. Pretty powerful station here. And of course, coming to you worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. We thank the listeners of this show. Month in and month out, we come in the top 10 in New York AM radio. That is a very, very big honor. This is Nielsen, the Nielsen ratings. We came in recently number 3. How cool is that? And we thank the great listenership of this program who come to expect week in and week out great business content. And tonight is, I'm not going to let you down. I haven't let you down yet, all right? You know that. And tonight is no different. We cover such a wide range of professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, leadership, strategic planning, entrepreneurship, time management, hiring. Tonight, I think we might cover everything tonight. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. I really want to share the name of the guest, but I'm going to keep you in suspense just to drop longer. It's radio, right? That's what we're trained to do. I'm sorry. But we open, as we always do, with some thank yous. Special thank you to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such an important role to make this program happen week in and week out. Cirilli, Michal, Raquel, Eliana, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Leslie, Chris, Tim, thank you. And, of course, a special shout-out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on, the robust YouTube channel, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast, OG Podcast Network, Player.fm, C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV. There's some weeks we have over 1,000 downloads. How cool is that? And if you go to the website, the platform that is dedicated to this show, it has every single past guest that we've had on. mybradio.com, that's where you can pick up the recent interview I had with Joseph Aboud, the noted fashion design icon, John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, and so many, Joe Hart, the CEO of Dale Carnegie, and how many other amazing guests, over 200 guests. They're all available for free by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, going to tonight's guest. It's none other than Amanda Holmes. I wanted to get her in studio for an interview, and she agreed. How cool is that? Of course, her dad, Chet Holmes, the ultimate sales machine. Amanda, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Are you kidding me? I wouldn't miss it for the world. Oh, I loved our first interview, and I'm tickled pink that we could make this happen while I was here.
Thank you. Well, I feel the same. Where do we start? I mean, your dad's book, 12 chapters, and each chapter is really a book on its own. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's the ultimate business book. That's really, it's called The Ultimate Sales Machine, but it's the ultimate business book. There's so many different takeaways, and each one is super valuable on its own. Perhaps one of the most fundamental concepts is PhD. Mm. What does PhD stand for?
Oh, okay. Pig-headed discipline and determination. Yes.
And as I said on the first interview, and I'll say it again, okay, everyone here in the audience knows I'm Jewish, I'm Orthodox. I can't eat pork. So pig-headed discipline and determination. But guess what? being pig-headed is a kosher concept. There's nothing wrong with saying you must be pig-headed and determined and passionate and, you know, and focused. There's nothing not kosher about that. And that's really one of the key. I remember when I first started going through the book, and the sentence that jumped out at me was, being a master is not doing
4,000 things. It's about doing 10 things 4,000 times. Yes.
Right. So amazing. So we're going to jump in. And of course, Amanda is now the CEO of Chet Holmes International.
Yes.
And first, perhaps you could describe for the listeners what Chet Holmes International provides as a service for companies.
Yes. We assist companies to double sales. So we have 12 core competencies for doubling sales, and we help people go to the next level. So let's say they've just hit $1 million mark and they can't quite figure out why they can't get to $5 million, or they're at the $10 million mark and they're trying to get to the $20 million mark. There's mm-hmm. different areas of revenue that you need a new skill set to get to that next level.
Fascinating. So now let's talk even about today's business world. What are some of the trends that you see out there that are putting businesses out of business today?
Yes, it's actually extremely crucial. I've done a couple of stories on this.
Mm-hmm.
I have a research company that does research on what's going on in the world today. So this isn't just my opinion. So mm-hmm. studies are showing that technology is completely taking over our entire existence. Right. If you look at the top 10 companies in the world right now, mm-hmm. 7 out of 10 of them are tech companies. If you look just from 2000, the top 10 biggest companies in the world had Ford in it. Had GM in it, right. had Kodak right. in it, right? And if you look to 1960s, we had
IBM,
General Electric, IBM, GE. Right? And today, it's just overgrown with tech, which is beautiful for anybody that's going to Silicon Valley and wants right. to be a software engineer, right. like my brother in the last year.
Okay, nice.
Which is nice. Okay. But then for every other company that's in any industry, I'm working with a distributor right now that is just absolutely crushed that they can't figure out how to get their staffing together because nobody's trying to get into normal jobs. Everybody's trying to figure out how to work the internet. So we're losing so many jobs because of that. And retail, I mean, we're calling it the retail apocalypse, right?
Right.
So many businesses right. are going out of business.
Right. Right.
And then the second biggest trend that's happening for us right now is Amazon.
Yeah. So let's talk about that because, right. I mean, they come on like, you know, like a storm. Of course, they are around 20 years, but it, you know, feels like it was just yesterday. But over the last 5 years,
insane.
How many, you know, brick and mortar businesses have gone down? Just disappeared.
Yes, I mean, if you think about it, Amazon has 566,000 employees. They've grown by 1.1 million%. It's how can a mom and pop shop figure out how to build their business as an e-commerce site when Amazon is teaching our buyers how to buy? It's a new way of buying. So 56% of people buying in the United States today are buying on Amazon.
Right.
What do they want? They want 2-day delivery, right? They want right. free delivery.
Or 2-hour delivery.
Right.
I mean, we live here.
Same day. They want live chat. They have so many things to make buying so accessible today that our smaller businesses are really suffering to be able to compete with that. Amazon is not only affecting B2C, it's also affecting B2B. So if we look in 2015, they had 500,000 SKUs registered on Amazon. Now they have 500 million.
In 4 years?
Yes, absurd, absurd.
Wow.
Yeah, so Amazon is really taking over not just B2C, right. but B2B, and not just one player. They're in every industry. They're just trying to take down everybody. So it's something to really learn, and I know you'll probably ask me some more questions about how do salespeople adapt today with that right. kind of competition, which I can't wait to share with you.
So I'm going to jump right to that, because okay. the freight train is coming down the track.
Right.
What do you do?
Right, exactly. So it's interesting, because research has actually shown, so mm-hmm. millennials are a big part of that industry that are mm-hmm. buying online, right?
Right?
But our research is actually showing that 56% of their buying patterns is one-on-one with individuals. They're emailing, they're chatting, they're meeting face-to-face. They may not be buying in a store, but they're going there to talk to a salesperson. Before they do that, they're doing all of their research online. So they're researching online. On average, we see that they look at 5 to 7 pieces of content before they reach out to a salesperson. Then they expect that salesperson to be an absolute expert because they've done all of this research. So companies are looking at their salespeople going, why aren't you guys able to sell? Well, now you truly have to become the ultimate sales machine. Now you truly have to be an industry expert. You have to know everything. You can't just know about your product today.
What's fascinating, 56%. Who would think? You know, you could say, okay, if someone is a baby boomer, they're in the 50s, they're in the 60s. I understand they don't really get the internet. They know it's not going away, but okay. But millennials?
Biggest
56%.
Myth. 56%. It's the biggest myth.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. It's still a part of this process. We just have to get the salespeople up to speed on what they need to know so that they can be an expert when sitting in front of a millennial. Because you say something and a millennial goes, really? Let me Google it. Right? You can't lie to a millennial.
So there's hope for brick and mortar.
Yes.
That's really what you're saying.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, they can come into a store, a showroom. They have to touch and feel the product.
I'll give you another example
please,
of that.
Please.
So 81% of business that comes back to you is still based on relationship. And how
80,
do you,
what was it, 81%?
Yes. Repeat buyers. That's all from our relationships. I'm getting chills just telling you this. I just feel that it's so important for people to know that you have a fighting chance against what's going on with the internet. We can utilize it. Give them great content online. Give them something on your presence. You do a great job of this. I love
what you
put out online, right? We have to train them. We have to teach them. We have to build a relationship with them online. And then we also have to have that physical person that wants to have a conversation. That is your competitive edge against Amazon as well. Because you can't call someone up on Amazon and say, tell me more about this product.
Right.
It's the business that does that.
Before we go to a commercial break, how could people find out more about Chet Holmes International?
Oh, lovely. Well, you could pick up The Ultimate Sales Machine, right?
Of course.
That's the...
Go to Amazon. Go to any bookstore. Pick it up in the airport, anywhere. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to lend you my copy. I have all my notes in it, and all the secrets are written down. I'm sorry. Please do not ask to borrow my copy of The Ultimate Sales Machine. But you could get it. Just go to Amazon. But there are times it's on back order. That's how...
Yeah.
I mean, how many is it sold?
Hundreds of thousands. We're going into our new edition, actually. I'm working on the next edition.
Yeah. Wild, yeah. Wild. So again, Chet Holmes International, what's the website?
You can go to chetholmes.com, C-H-E-T, Holmes like Sherlock.com.
I also love the, give a shout out to the Instagram feed, where these posts there, these great posts. They come out what's every day?
Yeah, just about every day.
Yeah,
Ultimate Sales Machine is our handle there.
So fantastic. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yusuf Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than Amanda Holmes. That's right. She runs Chet Holmes International. Her dad, the ultimate sales machine. I'm holding up the book. Yeah, you know, it's a nice shiny cover. It looks like it hasn't been read. I should show you the inside. Oh, you see, it's marked up pages. I can't give away all my secrets here. Hello. But if there's one book you need to get, it's The Ultimate Sales Machine. Just say it straight, because it's really just the greatest business book that I've read.
Straight up.
The greatest business book that I've got my hands on is The Ultimate Sales Machine. Turbocharge your business with relentless focus on 12 key strategies. There's a foreword by Michael Gerber. There's a Brian Tracy gives his approbation, and so many other great names. A great, great resource. 12 chapters, each chapter in its own right really is a book in and unto itself. So it's really, really special, Amanda, that I have you here in studio. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your
Business. Thank you so much. You know, something that my father always said was that any one of those 12 chapters, we go into businesses and we understand where is the one place where they're hurting the most, and each one of these chapters could double your sales.
Correct.
You just have to find which one and you focus on that one first, right?
So true.
It's brilliant.
And I love how he says in the introduction that he really would start the book with chapter four, and we're going to get to that. Because chapter four is, of course, building your core story. But he says, first we're going to talk about time management secrets, because at the end of the day, you have to structure your day properly. So, in fact, here at Bottom Line, we do have, share all our secrets. We have a very, very special template, which we created based on chapter one. And that is the importance of time management. And perhaps you could share a tip or two from chapter one.
Yeah, great time management shouldn't take a lot of time. And my father learned this from working with billionaire Charlie Munger, right? So he realized that he was spending every waking moment working, and he had so many direct reports, he couldn't find any time in his day. So he realized that when he met with a billionaire, he always had to have a schedule. He always had to prepare beforehand. He had all of his solutions in place, right? As opposed to majority of us, right, that are running around like crazy.
Scurrying.
And you wonder, how many hours does Charlie Munger have in a day? The same as you. It's just that he's working smarter at it, right? So my father came up with 6 steps to make sure that you have 500% more productivity in your day. And they're very simple, right? It only takes about 5 to 10 minutes, maybe at the beginning of the day, but then it's pig-headed discipline and determination all throughout the day to make sure that you stay true to those 6 steps.
Research shows that more than ever, people don't want to be sold to. Let's talk about sales.
Yes.
What can salespeople do to get a competitive advantage with their prospects?
Today, it's really about relationships, and it's really about showing that you care and personalizing that relationship. So how do you get their attention? Mm-hmm. How do you retain those relationships?
Right.
It's really, you have to become an expert, and not just on your product. You have to know about your entire industry. If you can know what's happened over the previous 20 years, if you can have even forecasts about what's going to happen in the next 5 years. I recently had a client where we built them a core story, and I was presenting the core story to a prospect for them, because I just wanted to see how our core story was working out.
Right.
And I hadn't been in the industry at all. It was in home improvement.
Okay.
And this gentleman had been in the industry for 30 years. And about 30 minutes in, he started asking me about, can you tell me what's going on with green technology? What's happening with smart homes? And I'm thinking to him, I have no idea. I'm just reading you this whole demonstration of what we build for people, which is understanding the entire market, not just a product. So that's so crucial today. People really care. They want to talk to somebody that really understands, because the internet is at their fingertips, right? So you have to be that expert.
Here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, since I've delved into and learned so much from your dad's book, so when we onboard an account, we actually do a discovery phase.
Mm.
And we call it like a mini core story. It's not as intensive, but still I found it was like an epiphany where I would present to CEOs who have a lot of experience in their area, and I would show them data, and they were like, I'm enjoying this. This is interesting.
Mm.
I'm like, sir, you could have taught this to me. but it's fascinating that they appreciate it when data that, I mean, I found basically on Google.
Yep.
Of course, we took the time to find it. It's not, you know, building that document takes a good 15, 20 hours. It takes time.
Or but more, usually.
Yeah.
You're and smart. No.
It's just, you know, it's a mini course story. It's not, but the idea that when I present all that data, even to experts, they're like very impressed. They're like blown away.
You know, usually a lot of people have those great pieces of information. Mm-hmm. And the thing that they miss is they don't put it together in a concise place that can be repetitively produced and shown to people, right? So every time, so you know, oh, that was really great what I said with that client. Let me put it in my deck that I showed to every single prospect. That's how you gain that competitive advantage, right? Especially if, let's say that you're the CEO and you've gotten it to 1 million or maybe 2 million or 3 million, and now you're trying to bring in more sales reps, but none of them know it like you do. That's when you create that presentation, like you're saying, that has great research, that talks about what you already know. You have to put it into a document so that sales reps can be that expert just like you.
Now, when building a core story, one of the foundational principles that your father teaches, of course, is market data, not product data. Perhaps you could just explain. It's such a fantastic concept.
It's so hard for people to understand, I feel. If you're talking about the success of your own product, like for instance, I could say, you know, a company could learn how to double their sales if they use coaching. Right. And coaching will assist them by 200% more productivity. We see this happen with coaching. That would be product data, right? Is that something that I talk about first? No. What did I talk about first with you? I talked about market data, about what are the two biggest trends putting businesses out of business today, right? That was market data. Let's talk about what happened from 1960 to today with the biggest companies in the world. You should know that. That is a trend that's happening right now. What did that do for me? That showed that I'm understanding what's happening in the market trends, right? As opposed to just, I'm going to tell you about coaching.
Now, of course, in Chapter 4, he discusses how could you get 9 times, if not more impact from every move you make?
I love this. So if you could pull out a pen and paper, this really helps to understand this. And if you draw a triangle, right, the buyer's pyramid, can we go through this? Are you okay to go through it?
Of course.
And it helps when you write it down because you're experiencing it, right? So if you draw a triangle, let's say, and then if you put a line just at the top 3%, that's typically, if you're talking about your product or service, you're really reaching that 3%. Let's say you're talking to 100 people or you're making 100 cold calls. 3% of them are in that buying now category. So you write 3% and you write buying now, right? So then you do another line at around 7%. That's
below that, right? So you're hitting now 90% from the bottom.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So that's the open to it. So in the next couple of months, maybe they're interested. They're doing their research online, right?
Which means your top 10% are basically either very, very interested or somewhat interested.
Yes. Good. And then you got you want to do another line at 30%.
Right, 30% below that, meaning now from the top 90, your balance, your 90% is now broken into 3 separate zones.
Thank you, perfect. So it'll be 2 lines, right? Mm-hmm. Those 3 zones. So the top 30 is, they're not really thinking about it. It's just not on the top of their mind, right? I never even thought about getting a chiropractor, but maybe I have a backache, who knows? The next 30%, think that they're not interested. They have an opinion about it. You know, I know that particular company. I'm not really all that fond of them. And then the last 30% are...
I know I'm not interested, as your dad
definitely
says.
Definitely not.
I know I'm not interested.
Hard no. We got a hard no here. But so what majority of companies do, and it drives me literally insane to see the salespeople that reach out to me on a day-to-day basis, and they've got their bots on LinkedIn, and they're saying, hey, Amanda, I have this great app, or hey, Amanda, I have this wonderful solution. If you're just talking about me, my product, my service, it's the me-we syndrome, right? That's what one of my staff calls the me-we syndrome, where we're only talking to that 3 to 7%. So you're missing out on 90% of your potential buyers by just talking about you, your product or service. So you really have to talk to, how do you get to what they're interested in? So for instance, how we started this conversation was talking about what's the difference between going out of business and thriving today?
Right.
Is that of interest to you? Yes. Why? Because I'm talking about what's in your face, in your place, that's right. in your space right now.
And that applies to everyone in that pyramid. Because
yes.
If it's not, then they're out of business. I mean,
right, right, right. They want to know. It's interesting to them. What keeps them up at night? What keeps right. your prospect up at night? It's probably not your product or service. I hate to break it to you, and some people get really upset about that, but it's not. You have to educate them about something that's of interest to them to bring them up the buyer's pyramid. And hey, by the way, that 3% that's in the buying now, that's all of your competition is battling for that 3%.
So therefore, it's so critical to build your story
yes.
and to have the market data to support that you could speak to everyone in that pyramid
yes.
because you can turn them into a prospect. And if let's say they're not buying right now, but you're communicating with them, when they reach the time that they're buying, guess who they're going to?
Exactly.
Like your dad's story about the furniture store.
Yeah.
The one that's right, the furniture store, where you know one was growing at a leaps and bounds, and the other one was just going incremental growth, which basically reflected normal inflation.
Yeah.
And the reason why the furniture store, the one that had multiple locations, was growing, because every single salesperson was trained. The vision of the founder,
yeah.
the why our particular furniture is so much, the quality is so much better, etc.
Yeah.
And they turned everyone into that pyramid. Into a buyer, meaning even people that, if let's say they're running ads on the radio, I'm not really thinking about furniture, but when the day would come that they're interested in furniture, guess who they're going to?
Well, marketing, the whole point of marketing is creating that top of mind awareness, right? TOMA. So if you want to create that TOMA, you have to be in their face, giving them something that's of value so that they remember you when that time comes, when they become that 3%.
My guest this evening is none other than Amanda Holmes. She is the CEO of Chet Holmes International. ChetHolmes.com. That's
yes.
the ChetHolmes.com is the place to find out more information. Or just go out and buy the book. It's available at bookstores nationwide, Amazon, airports, anywhere you could pick up this book, because it is in my humble opinion, the number one business book that exists. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
This is Richard Solomon. If you're having a corporate event or a seminar or workshop and you're looking for a public speaker that's just a little bit different, why don't you give me a try? 516-371-4924. I'm a radio host. I'm a lawyer. I'm an author. I've been a lecturer. I've got a lot of really great war stories. And if you want to learn more, go to thesolomonchannel.com and you'll see all the great videos and everything that we've done over the years. We've done a lot of great stuff, including cash flow dynamics, things about small business, dealing with regulation, and surviving the challenges in this very tough and competitive business environment. 516-371-4924. 516-371-4924.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Sol, Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Sol, Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol, Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with the Yitzhak Zaftlis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you for joining us for another great edition here on 77 WABC. My guest is none other than Amanda Holmes. Amanda, this is amazing. We hope to get you during this trip to New York.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. Really, really special. And you know what, my opinion about the book, and I guess it's just, you know, I would just put it this way. If someone doesn't understand the value of this book, then I don't have any advice for them. I really don't. Because it's just, it is the greatest business book that's out there.
Thank you.
It's just that simple. So therefore, you can, again, the ultimate sales machine, turbocharge your business with relentless focus on 12 key strategies by Chet Holmes. And of course, Amanda Holmes runs the organization, Chet Holmes International. You can find out more information and how they could help your business scale by visiting chetholmes.com, chetholmes.com. Perhaps you could describe the variety of services that you offer to businesses?
Yeah, we have coaching, we have consulting. All of this is around how to double your sales. So we have videos that you can watch online. We have that one-on-one personal experience, and then we also build out those research
core stories.
Yes, core stories to help you so that you can sell using education versus, so stop selling, start educating, right? That's what people want today.
So we're going to talk in this segment, we're going to talk about marketing in a variety of different aspects.
Great.
How has education-based marketing evolved over the last decade or so?
That's such a fascinating question, because my father started this whole concept of education-based marketing 30 years ago. And now we're looking today and we have something like content marketing.
Right.
And it's so interesting. So many people are going out there to say, let me educate you about this. You know, YouTube is full with all of these people educating. But what's interesting is you're kind of missing the gap between businesses don't even remember why they're educating or what they're doing to educate. Why am I doing this? They're just throwing out content and hoping that it'll stick. So the beauty of education-based marketing is being able to tell a story that educates a prospect on what's of interest to them. Grab them with some points that keep them up at night. What keeps your prospect up at night? And majority of the time, like I said, it's probably not your product or service. It's probably something else, right? Mm-hmm. And then you bring them in with some solutions. And when you bring in those solutions, you educate them in a way that brings them to a logical conclusion that they want to work with you. So I'll give you an example.
Sure.
So we had a wedding photographer in Kirks and Caicos.
Okay.
And they were there for 30 years, and they had a beautiful facility, and they were the expert in that field.
Mm-hmm.
Then people started coming to Turks and Caicos and realized that they could be a great wedding photographer and make good money on this random beautiful island, and all they needed was a camera.
Mm-hmm.
So they started competing with this particular wedding photographer that had been there for 20 years, that had the accolades, that had the space.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was losing business very quick to these people that were just migrating there to be a photographer. So what we did was we created a core story for him around the five things that every bride should know before their wedding to make it the best day of their lives, right? So instead of just talking about wedding photography, when someone would call and say, hi, I'd like to know your rates, well, his rates were triple the rate of everyone else. But what he did was created himself as an expert. He didn't want to compete on price. So instead he said, well, let me tell you, what are you calling about for wedding photography? Why are you calling for photography?
Right.
And he'd say, well, for wedding. Oh, well, that's great. I have four things that you should know to make sure that your day is perfect. And that they'd say, oh, great. I'd love to know. What is that? Well, number one, you want to make sure that you attend and actually see the site before you have your wedding, because majority of the time people don't get enough from it by just looking at the photos.
And they'll be disappointed. And then it's too late. They get married.
Exactly. Okay. So that's number one. Number two is making sure, so there's four different places on the island that do catering, and I have some very specific things depending on what you like with catering, right? This wedding photographer is educating them about catering and about visiting the site, right? And then he says, and if you want a wedding photographer, there's five things you should know before hiring a wedding photographer. Would you like to know what they are, right? Of course I would. You've been so helpful. Oh my gosh, no other wedding photographer is giving me all this great data, right? Okay, number one, when you hire a wedding photographer, you want to make sure that they get this particular equipment, because that's going to make or break the difference between a beautiful shot and something that might be a little bit less. So he knew that his competition did not have the kind of quality equipment that he did. So he educated his prospects on what we call setting the buying criteria. We want to change their buying criteria to be something that helped him, right? Because he was the expert and he would give them better photography, right?
Or
better photos.
That's right.
So all through that whole list, he would educate them on all the reasons what you want to look for. So when you're asking these other photographers, you ask them what camera, and if they don't say the XLR 576 or the 70, then you know that they're not as good, right? And then two, you want to ask them how long they've been doing photography on Turks and Caicos, because there's a lot to know about how the wind moves and how the sun hits the water. And you know, it's a completely different atmosphere than what you would do outside of the place. You want them to have at least 10 years experience, right? He's the only one on the island that has 10 years experience.
It's
so
great.
It's great, right? But you come from that place of education, and I am a trusted expert, and I'm here to help you. He won more business than ever
before.
And you would think, well, I'm triple the price. You know, how many of the people listening to this right now are saying, I'm more than my competition. How do I compete? Are we really only going to compete on price? No, you don't have to compete on price. You just have to make sure that you have your story.
Storytelling is one of the buzzwords today, corporate storytelling. Perhaps you could share some tips at becoming a great storyteller.
You really have to meet your prospect where they are. That's the number one. You really have to understand who they are. We've been doing some really great processes around understanding, you know. For instance, I had a client that he worked with hospitals. Mm-hmm. And to better understand what their day-to-day life was, he started watching all the hospital shows. Just to kind of get an idea, what is their life like? If you don't know what your prospect's life is like, you'll have no idea how to speak to them.
Got to live it, breathe it.
Yeah.
Walk it. Even like the story about the island.
Yeah.
Like, you know, have a photographer who understands it. And you know what? What he's saying, and again, your dad writes about this in the book. Obviously, rule number one, you always have to be truthful. Whatever you're saying, he says, you know, don't promise a good story and then you're letting him down with nonsense or it's all, you know, it's all promotional for yourself. Then you're going to lose him right away and they're going to run away and never do business with you. But if you have a good story, and even if it's, you know, complimentary to yourself, that's okay.
Yeah.
As long as it's truthful and you're sharing good education, good data. Mm. That could be part of your corporate story.
I love it.
Chapter 7, the 7 musts of marketing. Perhaps you can explain and tell us how it's even adapted over the last decade or so.
It has. So research has shown 10 years ago that the average company, the ones that did the best in the industry were ones that had at least 7 different marketing mediums that they were marketing to at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where my father created the 7 musts of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
What we're seeing today is that an average company is going out to 11 different marketing mediums and then 4 social channels on top of that and then 3 online advertising. So whether that's, you know, Google or, you know, retargeting and all of this.
Right.
So we are so inundated with how many marketing mediums that we have today.
Mm-hmm.
But the key point of that 7 musts of marketing is that, can you have a singular core story, that story that speaks on all the different mediums, but it all comes back to the same unified story? It's not something different at a trade show and then we do something different for, you know, a white paper, or then it becomes something else on Instagram. Especially as you grow to evolving at different steps, you want to make sure everybody's singing the same song. So if you know that story backwards and forwards, then it it creates a synergy, and they feel that you're congruent with who you are as a business, which, especially if you're talking to millennials, they want to see that congruency, they want to see that authenticity, right? They want to see that you have that together.
And does that apply also to a design perspective, the fact that identity has to be consistent as well?
Yes.
Yeah. It's so important, because otherwise what happens is the person sees a, let's say, a certain company logo in one setting on a product, and then they see it in the corporate, on the website, it looking different. They may even wonder if they're dealing with the same company.
Yes.
Has to be consistent throughout the story, the message, the identity.
Yes.
Consistency is key. My guest this evening is none other than Amanda Holmes. She runs Chet Holmes International. You can find out more about them by visiting chetholmes.com, chetholmes.com. We still have so much to cover, but we have only around 10 minutes left. Somehow we're going to figure out how to get it all in. Somehow. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Sol, Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Sol, Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol, Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
This is Richard Solomon. If you're having a corporate event or a seminar or workshop and you're looking for a public speaker that's just a little bit different, why don't you give me a try? 516-371-4924. I'm a radio host. I'm a lawyer. I'm an author. I've been a lecturer. I've got a lot of really great war stories. And if you want to learn more, go to thesolomonchannel.com and you'll see all the great videos and everything that we've done over the years. We've done a lot of great stuff, including cash flow dynamics, things about small business, dealing with regulation, and surviving the challenges in this very tough and competitive business environment. 516-371-4924. 516-371-4924.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest is none other than Amanda Holmes. We fought to get her on. You know why? Because we have such a great listenership for this program. You deserve it. You deserve a great guest week in and week out. And we are not letting you down once again. Yeah, this is... We started in July of 15. My gosh. Over 4 years. Soon we're going to approach 4.5 years. 250 shows. How do you like that? But it's having great guests that makes my job easy. And Amanda, thank you for making my job easy.
Oh, you make it easy. I love your energy.
Thank you. Let's jump back in. You know, perhaps you could talk about some of the things that energizes you today. Of course, it's all about scaling businesses, making them grow by at least double. I mean, you make businesses grow even more than double. But you also have great perspective on work-life balance, on you know, the stress that especially executives feel and how to kind of take it in stride. Perhaps you could share perspective on that.
Well, I'll give you a little sneak peek into my foreword of the new edition of Ultimate Sales Machine. I really reflected back on what would my father have said after this, you know, it's been over 10 years since he came out with the book originally. Right. And he passed from leukemia at 55. And that was a real big eye-opener for me to see, wow, you know, he said to me at one point, we were sitting in the hospital room, and he said, with all the money I have, it only bought me the nicest view from the cancer floor. So at that time, no money could assist him there. And when I took over the business, I was reluctant at first, but I finally stepped in saying, well, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it the way that I feel comfortable. And being a millennial and wanting to see, you know, 61% of millennials feel personally responsible to make the world a better place.
That's the stat.
That's amazing. I mean, for all the millennials and the craziness that they are, at least they want to make the world better. So we got to believe in something with them, right?
Right.
But so I've been very involved in a nonprofit called Divine Bliss International, and they assist people to come into balance. So when I was going through the trauma of and grief of losing my father and then inheriting a couple hundred staff in my business, it really took that self-reflection of understanding myself and coming into alignment with that and balance with that, and understanding that every disease in the body is a dis-ease of our minds. How interesting is that? And if we can release the angers and fears and frustrations and guilts, our whole society is just building up the anger, and we're not expressing it in a way that is healing and balanced, and especially in work environments. So one stat that we had found was that the amount of mass shootings over an 80-year period, the U.S. had 90 mass shootings over an 80-year period, and they were the top country over the previous four in the lineup. In 2016, we had 386 mass shootings. In 2017, we had 346 mass shootings, and majority of those were at children's schools and the workplace. So to me, that says, yes, I can double your sales. That's great. And I will come forth with that, because usually that's what people want as fast as possible. Mm-hmm. But while I'm doing it, I'm going to look at the actual person and see, you probably have some health issue. You're probably really angry. We're seeing this more and more, that in the workplace, they're getting more and more hyped up and angry. There's just some anger energy that's happening to our world today. So I feel that it's so important for organizations like Divine Bliss International to assist people how to process those energies and come into balance with themselves, how to eat healthy, how to live a more balanced life, how to think more positively, because the way we think is our reality, and that creates our whole world.
Special, special.
Thank you.
Moving back to sales, because we know at every company will either live or die based on the sales, because that brings in the that brings in the you know, the whole financial backing of any organization. Perhaps you could share, what's the secret to converting more sales for a B2B? Maybe we could even break it out for a B2B, a business organization entity, or a B2C organization, someone who's on the front lines in a in a retail outlet.
So what we're seeing is a lot of automation, a lot of AI, a lot of everything is becoming so robotic. And how to really set yourself apart today is, can you make it personal? So people are doing research online, right? We've already talked about that. What we saw, so for me personally, when I walked into our business, I automated everything because we didn't have any automation. And it was amazing. I was able to grow our business from automation and, you know, doing webinars online and presenting to thousands of business owners and then selling them on a service at the end of an education. What we're seeing today is that people, like I had said before, people want to actually talk to people, which is shocking. We didn't actually know this. We thought that you have to go more into automation. You have to have an e-commerce store. You have to sell online. And the more that you don't have to interact with a person, the better. That's not true. So on average, industry standards, standards, you're seeing around a 3 to, on the high side, maybe a 10% conversion from a webinar, let's say. What I'm seeing from a combination of educational videos to a conversation over the phone to closing into ongoing what we do, we saw a 53% conversion rate, which is absurd.
Right.
And the biggest realization that I've seen that aligns with what we're seeing with the research is that people want to talk with people. They want to have that interaction. They want to build a relationship because we're losing that with the internet.
Perhaps you could share some of the key secrets for a business to scale. And I know that's a very broad area, but of course your company specializes in scaling. What are some secrets to scaling?
Well, scaling really, if we go back to the book, right?
Yeah, sure.
So what my father teaches and what we have adopted is these 12 core skills. So it's not about your product or service. I mean, if you look at McDonald's started on a corner, and I bet you three blocks down we had Bill's Hamburgers, and those Bill's Hamburgers were probably
better hamburgers
than McDonald's.
But Ray Kroc came along.
And what did he do? He built a business. So what majority of business owners go into business, they know their product. They know their service. They're great chiropractors. They know they're chefs, so they start a restaurant. Do they know anything about building a business? Majority of the time, they don't.
Right.
There's actually skills that you can learn to be able to scale and grow. And at each level, you learn a new skill set, right? So first, you learn how to sell. And then maybe you start hiring a salesperson, but then you have to duplicate yourself in that process, right? And then you have to build processes around how other people operate so that they come back to you with a decent product or service, right? Because it's not you anymore. So,
yeah. You know, let's actually move now along to, because I mean, scaling is great, but of course, as we discussed at the beginning of this segment, sales, at the end of the day, sales. Building a sales team. And of course, your dad talks about, and it's sometimes a little like, he even kibitzes, he said, he says, HR people hate me for this. But what are some of the tips, the important tips, in order to advise a company on how to spot a great salesperson?
Oh my gosh, I have a great story for this. So just in the last 48 hours, I identified this. And we used to do it all the time. We'd go out shopping to the mall, and my father would go around and talk to all of the retail, you know, sales reps, and he'd be recruiting from the floor or recruiting at the grocery store. He'd always be recruiting salespeople because he understood the traits of what it takes to be a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you an example. So we were taking a shuttle the last 2 days, and the guy that drove the shuttle, he walked into the hotel and he looks around at all the people eating and he identifies that we have bags. He walks up to us and goes, "Are those bags on the shuttle? Are you going to come on the shuttle?" And I go, "Yes, we're coming on the shuttle." "Okay, I'll pack them away." He grabs up my bag and walks outside and puts them in the shuttle. I've never seen a more aggressive shuttle person that takes it upon themselves to make sure that that gets done. A trait that's hard to find, right? Somebody that's self-motivated, okay?
Right.
And then as we're sitting in the shuttle, we're discussing something and we're having a conversation, and he is right in our conversation, like, "Oh, that's so funny. I can't believe they said that." I'm like, "This guy is hysterical." But you know what? It's intrinsically in him. He can't help himself. He has to make friends. He has to bond. He's a bonder. He's a rapport builder. Have you ever seen a shuttle person that
started to have their own world.
No, the majority of the time, right? And it's the same thing at a retail store, or if you're at the grocery store and you start seeing somebody that's bagging bags at double the speed, and you're looking at them going, they just can't help themselves. If you can find a salesperson that just can't help themselves, they're like, "I love cold calling in the morning." Normally they wouldn't say that. Maybe they it's hard to find those today, but they intrinsically have that need or want to be self-motivated. They're goal-oriented, right? They're constantly improving themselves in one way or another. Maybe they're reading books, maybe they're watching videos. They have that empathy. Something you'd hear from a superstar salesperson is, "I've never met somebody I didn't like." Right?
They just
always find something good in them, right?
They're always motivated, they're always positive, they're always passionate. All those traits.
So when you're hiring a sales superstar, you want to hire a superstar. You don't just want to hire somebody mediocre. You want to find that diamond in the rough where they are truly, that's their makeup. You know, you can't train PhD. I mean, you can try, right? Pig-headed discipline and determination. But if they have it already in them, it makes your job so much easier.
Amanda, the time flies.
Oh.
The time flies. We have only around 2 minutes left.
Okay.
Perhaps we could share a tip on goal setting.
Okay.
Something, how important is it to set goals, to write them down, to study that list? How important is goal setting?
There's a stat on this. You're 6 to 7 times more likely to implement if you write something down.
By the way, recently you had it on the Instagram channel.
I did.
That's why I tell people, follow the Instagram channel, Chet Holmes. Just type in Chet Holmes, it'll come up.
Right, yeah. Or Ultimate Sales Machine, I think.
Ultimate Sales Machine. And there was a stat on this just recently.
Yes.
That you're 7 to 8 times more likely to follow through and execute If you just write it down.
Yeah. If you're just saying it into the ether, it's one thing. But if you write it down, it's a whole nother thing.
This is a very open question, but it's my last question. What final takeaway could you share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
My biggest thing is always be true to yourself. And if you can find truth in yourself and live that, then people will feel that. They'll be gravitated towards you. And especially today, we're living in this place where people want authenticity because there's so much BS in the world, right? We can go on the online and there's so much information and so much of it. You just wonder, is that true? Is that not? I'm not quite sure. You turn on the 5 p.m. news and you're like, I don't know if I can believe that. I'm not quite sure what's truth or what's reality. So my biggest takeaway for me and what I would say to anybody else is just, can you be true to yourself and can you be honest with yourself and can you be have that relationship as number one? Because when you hold that, then everything else flows.
What a great show. Can't believe it. It's over. Ay. Amanda, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
What a treat. The listeners know every single week in and week out, great business content. So tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over 2 decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.